Welcome to In the News on Holy Family Radio, where we bring you the news with a Catholic perspective. I'm your host, Eleanor Rossman, and our guest this week is Father Bill Weary. Welcome, Father. Good to have you with us.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Always good to have you. Father, let's begin with something that our Bishop Gaynor came out with. It was an email that my husband got, and he forwarded it to me, on the value of spiritual communion. Because, you know, lay people now, we are all at home watching Mass on our phones and our screens and so forth. We do pray this the spiritual communion prayer every time we have Mass. But here's what he said. While acts of spiritual communion are not the same as receiving the gift of Christ's real presence in the Eucharist, they can be a source of great graces when spiritual communion is the only way possible to unite oneself to the Lord in the Eucharist. While we pray earnestly for our return to Mass and to the reception of Holy Communion, let us also not underestimate the grace and strength our Lord offers us in an act of spiritual communion. So I guess I just want to ask you, Father, your thoughts on those of us, the lay people, who are not able to receive Jesus sacramentally, so that we are receiving him spiritually. And it seems strange, but it sounds like it's still a good thing, right?
It's interesting what a new concept this has been for many parishioners, mm-hmm. many Catholics, I think, who had never heard this idea before.
Right.
And to me, it's so simple, such a no-brainer. And that's one of the things about being a priest. You know, you're immersed in all of these concepts that other people, the lay people, are not familiar with. And it's so simple. I've talked about it off and on over the years, especially for those who are in invalid marriages, working toward an annulment and eventual convalidation, you know, mm-hmm. and they're coming back to church and they can't receive communion right away because the annulment's not done and we haven't done the convalidation. That's the short ceremony for their second civil marriage. And they're coming back and I say, come to church, but you can't receive communion yet. Until, you know, the marriage is blessed, but make a spiritual communion.
Right.
And I don't really have one written out for them. Now we do now. And in my one parish, we actually show it on camera.
I love that. Yeah. St. Alphonsus Liguori?
Yes. Liguori is the St. Alphonsus Liguori spiritual mm-hmm. communion. Mm-hmm. And while in the other parish, I'm going to try to institute that, but I just go real slow and have the people repeat after
sure.
me.
Mm-hmm.
In any case, the point I'm trying to make is people seem to need to have it written out. They don't know how to do it, but it's very simple to do. I don't have it written out for the couples who are coming back to Mass and are waiting for their annulment. But I said, do it in your own words. Everybody goes up to communion. You know, it's kind of awkward. It is awkward for these people when they come back mm-hmm. to Mass and they can't receive and everybody goes up.
Right.
And they, in some cases, even their little children who made First Holy Communion, you know, go up and it's, Mommy, Daddy, how come you can't come to communion? It's, you know, it's an awkward moment.
Yeah.
But anyway, I tell them to make a spiritual communion. And that's very beneficial. And it's beneficial now as well at this time. So it's really getting, the word is really getting out there about this. And it's just, Jesus, come into my heart. I cannot receive you sacramentally. I don't have it in front of me, St. Alphonsus Liguori's rendition. But it's, you can do it in your own words. I tell people, just do it in your own words. Just say, Jesus, come into my heart. I cannot receive you sacramentally. Become spiritually into my heart now. And that's, what should I say? Almost as good.
Right.
You get blessings, you get graces for that. God really likes it. And I tell the couples who are in invalid marriages, you know, God will bless you for your obedience.
Yeah.
You know, don't cop an attitude about this.
Father, too, that it's helping us, I'm speaking again of the laity, develop a hunger, a real hunger for Jesus sacramentally. You know, what we took for granted, you know, go to Mass every day, you know, here, there, and everywhere. We're so fortunate where we are that, you know, there's always a Mass somewhere. And so now it's just, I hear so many friends of mine saying they can't wait to go back to Mass. And we're going to talk about that and the guidelines for our diocese in the second half of our program. But I want to go ahead.
We're like fasting from the Eucharist.
Yes,
I mean, that sounds strange.
It is true, though. Yep.
But we are fasting from the Eucharist, and that builds up a hunger.
And we can offer that up as a sacrifice, can't we?
We can. Yes, that's right.
Because I'm not a very good faster, but I thought, you know what? This is
I'm not a lousy faster. I do a little bit, but not much.
I'm not good at all. All right, Father, let's jump to
the day of fasting tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. But that's going to be after this airs. So.
That's correct. That's May 14th. Okay, so forget it.
Everybody got that message. Let's, Father, talk about something we were talking about, Holy Communion, that Cardinal Seurat, speaking out about, because some of the countries in Europe, other places are opening up masses already are now, even with social distancing, they're having masses. And there's proposals, one in particular that he is calling madness, is being studied by the Italian government and already adopted in some dioceses in Germany as a do-it-yourself communion, whereby consecrated hosts are packaged in plastic bags so
that's
the
awful.
Faithful can take them away. Now, I absolutely can't believe this, but I also think there are people that would go, look, if I can receive communion, I'll take it any way that I can get it. But I think we might have to say something about that. This is the body and blood of Christ. The plastic bag thing, can you even fathom that?
I heard that proposed, you're not going to believe this, a long time ago, about, oh my goodness gracious, 25, 30 years ago, and a priest saying that he reported it, from that a parishioner thought about drive-by masses, pick up your consecrated host, on the way back, you know, and consume it, and then just drive back home.
Mm-hmm.
And the priest, the columnist, was complaining about that we are such a society given to ease, and it's infecting the Mass, the desacralization of the liturgy. And he said, I remember him said, Cardinal Kroll had it right, not having Saturday night masses. I never thought I would say that. Mm. Cardinal Kroll, Archbishop of Philadelphia, was about the last diocese in the world.
Really?
At first, Saturday night masses were discretionary to the bishop of the diocese. And Cardinal John Kroll, Archbishop of Philadelphia, back in the 70s and 80s, 1980s into the 90s, would not allow Saturday night Mass because he said it would desacralize the liturgy, desacralize
the Sabbath.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Then he had to give in because the 1983 code of canon law was revised and bishops had to offer it. But it was that host in plastic bags that somebody suggested. Had this priest saying maybe Cardinal Kroll had it right.
Yeah, I think he might have. Yeah.
Yeah, he might have. But I think we're going to hear these crazy things from people. Mm-hmm. We're getting more and more creative, and sometimes in not such a good way in the church in this day and age.
There's another German bishop who is only holding the liturgy of the word. He's only allowing public, even though the state has allowed public masses, it has heeded health experts' advice to allow non-Eucharistic worship. I mean, that's Protestantism, and that's pretty much what Cardinal Seurat said. This priest in Germany, this bishop actually said, health protection is the most important thing. Oh, boy, that boils my blood a little bit.
He's concerned about spreading the virus through Holy Communion, through the contact. And all that, then it is going too far. Just the liturgy of the word seems very very detrimental, very deficient. Where they're not getting you're not getting the whole thing. But I hope that gets reversed as well. The German Church, the Catholic Church in Germany, needs prayers.
Yes, really,
a lot of prayers. Mm-hmm. Because they are fudging on communion to the divorced and remarried. I know that, and
very progressive.
Yeah. So, which is reprehensible. I think we ought to stick with that, the necessity of the annulment process and the convalidation with the second marriage. So we pray for the church in Germany.
Also, Cardinal Seurat warned about getting used to only following masses on the television. Now, I have to admit, it might be something about my age, but it's the only thing I think I would miss is the proximity of the bathroom to my mass at home. But other than that, not to be too funny, but, you know, Cardinal Seurat said, quote, "He is flesh and blood, not a virtual reality," referring to his preference for mass celebrated ad orientem, which, Father, that's where the priest has his back to the people, right?
Yes.
He said the priest has to look at God. Otherwise, he gets used to looking at the camera as if it were a show. I do think that's a problem in our church anyway today.
It could be an occupational hazard. I try to keep it in mind with the ordinary form, that is to say, mass facing the people. There can be a danger toward being theatrical and for the celebrant. You know, it's all about me,
right?
And that is true. I think, you know, I have great respect for ad orientem. I do. That's the old Trinity Mass, which is most people know it's available at the old St. Lawrence Church, the Cathedral Chapel on State Street
in Harrisburg.
But I rejoice in the ordinary form. I really do, respectfully said and gloriously celebrated. I think the ordinary form, we're facing the people. That is a challenge to really put Jesus first, because we are presiding.
Right.
It is a presiding function. And yes, with being on camera, live stream and all that, it can be a temptation toward grandstanding it on the part of the celebrant. So we have to do that kenosis. I use the word kenosis a lot. It's a Greek word meaning emptying. Paul refers to it in his epistles, emptying oneself of oneself and having Jesus fill you. And that has to be very key for the celebrant of the Mass.
Yes. Father, it's time for a break, but we're going to ask our listeners to stay tuned for the second half of In the News, where we are going to go over these guidelines for our diocese to praise God, please God, open up our churches for Mass. So stay tuned. You're listening to In the News on Holy Family Radio.
Be not afraid, I'm with you always. That beautiful and reassuring message is a theme for the Spring Pledge Drive for Holy Family Radio.
Wow, did you know that that phrase, do not be afraid, is mentioned roughly 365 times in the Bible?
I think Jesus meant for us to hear that one.
I think he also meant for us to hear Holy Family Radio.
The mission is so important to nourish our Catholic family and to share our faith with others.
But they will need our help, support, donations, and prayers to do that.
If you listen to Holy Family Radio and it brings you comfort and support in your life, please say thank you with a donation. Give securely online at 720whyf.com.
In these troubled times, we need this ministry now more than ever. Please support Holy Family Radio with your donation at 720whyf.com.
In the News with Father Bill Weary for the second half of our program. And as I promised in the first half, we're going to talk about what it's going to look like moving forward when our churches open up for Holy Mass to allow parishioners to come into church to receive Jesus sacramentally. There's a whole list of guidelines that Bishop Gaynor has given us. And Father, I just want your comments on, you know, whichever ones you want to talk about, because everybody's thinking, how are we going to do this? You know, some people are hearing it's only 10 people or everything's going to be roped off and you've got to rope your church off. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, priests are wondering the same thing, I'm sure, pastors. And I know I am, and I want to be in place, ready to go when we turn yellow, so to speak.
We turn yellow. Okay.
Tony, other counties as well. I just said to my church secretary, start putting the ropes and the signs up now.
Yes.
Only every third pew is to be opened, and okay. I'll need to form cleaning teams. I want to have this all in place,
right.
Volunteer cleaning teams, because as I think everybody knows, maybe not, but the church, after every mass, the church has to be thoroughly cleaned.
Right.
Where people were in bathrooms included, the pews, the doorknobs.
Which means you're going to have to space masses out. They can't be the way you probably have them now. You know, like 8:30 and then at 10. Does that give you enough time?
7:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. And I think that's a big enough space,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
7:30 a.m. But yeah, churches that have, 8, 9:30 and 11, that's going to be a real challenge.
Right.
I think we'll be all right. Sunday, my one parish, St. Clair Lewistown, 7:30 a.m. and 11 a.m.
Father, let me just mention this, too, because the dispensation from the Sunday obligation to attend Mass will still remain in place. So if you are in any way compromised or concerned about catching this COVID-19, you don't have to go in person to Mass. They're still going to have Mass live streaming. That's going to continue.
When we started that, I never did that before in my life. I know parishes have been doing that as a course of ordinary event for years. And I've sort of been avoiding it, now forced into it. And I'm glad I'm getting huge compliments from people. It's amazing. When I first proposed it, some of the skepticism that I got from some of the staff, you know, what's the big deal? You know, some of them said, you can get EWTN anyway. Let them just go to EWTN. But I said, no. I think they want to see their own parish.
That's
that
true.
Has been so true.
Yes,
So many compliments mm-hmm. from parishioners on the live streaming. And I've struggled with with the technology. The one parish, we have a Wi-Fi microphone, a wireless microphone that's been very awkward attached to the. We're doing it through the cell phones. That's how we're doing it. We might move to iPad or laptops, but right now we're using our own personal cell phones. It is working, and as I said, getting great affirmation from people. Okay. We've had problems off and on, but I think it's the new normal now, and I think we're going to continue that.
Okay, but even with that continuing, the guidelines are saying that all parishioners are going to have to wear a face mask, and the only
yes.
time that you can remove your face mask is when you receive Holy Communion, which is going to be at the end of Mass.
Correct.
The other thing is they're saying we recommend that Holy Communion be received in the hand. Now, that's a bugaboo for me because I always receive on my tongue. And
well, that's all right. You can.
I know, but I think, aren't you? I think I almost feel like it's going to be like people are going to look at me like, oh, you know, can't you just go with the flow?
I don't think so. Actually, when you're in line, you know, you're at the front of the line receiving communion. I don't think anybody else really sees you receive so much. I don't think that's going to be, I don't think that'll be a problem. So that there is the option available.
I'll tell you honestly, my experience has been that the problem typically, if there is a problem, tends to be, and I'm a Eucharistic minister, so I'm not going to point my finger because I am one, is when
okay.
you receive communion from a Eucharistic minister often, that they may not be very adept at placing the host on the tongue without touching the tongue. They're reticent about
yeah.
doing it. Do you know what I'm saying? There may be a little tutorial going
Well, speaking
forward.
Of which, we maybe do a tutorial, some of the people who receive on the tongue, because there's a few of them that it's very difficult to get it on their tongues.
Okay,
they hardly open up their
mouth.
That's
true. It goes both ways, right. Yeah.
I know one guy. What's both ways? One guy who's, I guess he can't help it. His tongue shakes. I've never seen it before.
Okay.
When he speaks out his tongue, it shakes.
Yeah.
And it's hard getting the host on the tongue. So the idea is to open up the mouth wide,
yeah.
stick out the tongue, hold your... Another thing people do, this is the hidden things that bother priests. When they receive on the tongue, they also dive for it. In other words, I'm sticking my hand out
yeah.
And then they sort of lunge at the host a little bit. And yes, I wind up getting part of my thumb on their tongue. And I'm going to tell them, hold your head still.
Yeah.
And just keep your tongue still.
But here's,
and everything will be all right if you just do that.
But here's the other thing. So if let's just say for most people that receive in the hand, all right, is the new way of doing it, well, maybe it was always the old way, where the priest places the host in the palm of the hand.
Yes.
But you're often, don't you find that you touch the hand? Or are you going to, is it now going to be dropped into the hand? I mean, I'm just wondering, like, how communion is going to be distributed.
I don't touch the flesh too much.
Okay.
But I might every now and then. Neither here nor there. Another thing is bothersome is people who are snatchers, who receive on the hand and use one hand, use the other hand to. It's kind of weird.
I know.
To snatch the host out of my hand.
Oh.
As far as sanitation goes and all that, I think we're all going to have to be very careful about this. And I think we're going to be very conscious of this and try to receive appropriately.
The other question I know people have is, when are we going to be able to go to confession? And how's that going to work?
Hi, well, that's a good question. And I'm looking at that now. And of course, the bishop has suggested the possibility of outdoor spaces or encouraged. And
some have drive up. Some priests have done like drive up confessions where you drive up and the priest sits there and you maintain about a 6 feet.
Yes. That was being done for a while. Mm-hmm. There was on the front page of the Witness, as a matter of fact, one parish doing that. And then we were told we should not do that.
Right.
But once we go into the yellow category, I think that'll be permissible again. And that's a possibility. I got a magnificent side porch on my rectory. and that's another possibility. It'd be outdoors. I mean, it's covered. So maybe I could hear confessions there. I think that's a possibility.
Now, what about the idea that I know in my mother-in-law's church is opening up? She's up around Williamsport, Montoursville. So I think Montour County's yellow. But Bishop Gaynor's telling us, please don't jump counties.
Yes.
To turn yellow before yours to go to Mass, because since the churches can only remain, I think it's 1/3 full during this reopening, we need to allow members of that parish access, right, to communion. And Father, since Sunday obligation is still going to be, what's the word
optional.
I want to use? Yeah, optional. Why couldn't I go to Mass on Tuesday during the week to receive Holy Communion, just so that I can help spread out? You know what I mean? That could be an option, too. Are they going to do it alphabetically?
Absolutely.
How is that going to happen?
Absolutely. That would not be connected to the Sunday Mass obligation like going on a weekday. But still, if you want to receive communion once a week, the weekday Masses will be open customarily. They're not very crowded
at
all.
That's what I mean. Your better chance of getting in.
Yes, that's right. And these guidelines requirements, I don't know what they are, how you would term them. But I don't know how we're going to carry that out. Both of my churches are rather small. I have small town parishes.
Right.
They're not big suburban parishes, the Harrisburg, Lancaster, York, West Shore area. So the 1/3 thing might be a challenge for us. And I'm not sure how to do that. I've heard suggestions, and my secretary mentioned it, of some churches having ushers at the bottom of the stairs with clickers, with counters.
Oh, yeah.
And then once you reach the 1/3 mark, for us, that would be, for both of my parishes, that would be 100. Both parishes, both churches, I think, fit about 300. That's all. So
you could almost see some fights breaking out there. That would be awful. But
turning people away is the worst case scenario.
Long. That's right. And so you wonder, like, if you know you have 300, if you say letters A through F come.
That's another possibility.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm just trying to make it so that it can work without you guys getting a lot of grief, you know.
Honestly, that's a good idea. might throw the ball in the court of parish council to come up with a plan or something like that.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of Zoom meetings, and we have a Zoom parish council. We've done one already. And this might be another area for parish council also to form cleaning teams. We're going to need sanitation teams after every mass, several parishioners to help. And I think it's the celebrant probably will be involved as well. Cleaning bathrooms, wiping down pews, with doorknobs after mass. We're going to need help. We're going to need help with that.
And there will, you won't be able to use the missalettes. You will not be able to.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing.
Yep.
Absolutely. You're going to be photocopied. We've been talking about that, photocopied the hymns of the printed out, which are then thrown away.
Right.
People would pick them up on their own. I guess they would be stacked up at the doors. You pick them up, and then you carry them yourself to waste receptacles.
Right.
And that's it.
You know what? I think, Father, we're all just going to have to take a deep breath and try to be very patient and respectful and not, you know, just, I guess, get too impatient about, we all want to get back to Mass and receive Jesus in Holy Communion, but we have to just make sure we're not like crazy nuts about the whole thing and just...
That's correct. And maybe neither here nor there, maybe not pertaining to our, in the news, Catholic Church-wise, but I'm just noticing in society, as I'm sure you are, the great split as to when to open up.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
how
causing
soon
a lot of trouble. I know.
To open up, and some defiance.
Yes, Father, we're going to have to stop here, though. We're out of time. It goes by so fast. But we're going to ask our listeners, join us every Thursday at noon for In the News on AM 720, Holy Family Radio. Many thanks to David Hillowitz for our music. And thank you, Father, for joining us. Would you please give us your blessing?
May Almighty God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.